Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be coming your way another time over the airwaves with the gospel message. I believe God wants His word to travel over mountains, hills, and plains, yes, and even across the oceans, to the remote corners of the earth. It is the truth which we need. And God has declared that His word is forever settled in heaven, and that it will not return unto Him void. It is a stable foundation for us to build our Christian experience upon. I want to bring you more on this text of Romans 11:22. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fail, severity. But toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. But before we go any further, listen to the words of this song.
One is walking with me over life's uneven way, constantly supporting me each moment of the day. How can I be lonely when such fellowship is mine with my blessed Lord divine? How can I be lonely when I Jesus only, to be my companion and unfailing guide? Why should I be weary or my passing dreary when he's walking by my side? Days may bring their burdens and their trials as I go, but my Lord is near and helps to make them lighter grow. Life may have its crosses or its losses or increase, Jesus meets them all with peace. How can I be lonely when I Jesus only, to be my companion and unfailing guide? Why should I be weary or my passing dreary when he's walking by my side?
Those who heard the broadcast last week may remember that I spoke about the goodness of God and, of course, his mercy. Now, even though God is merciful to all, there are some to whom he will especially show his mercy and favor. Let me show you who they are. Maybe you would want to be one of them. Here is this verse from Luke 1:50, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. So if you have a respect and a reverence for God, he especially takes delight in that. And here in Proverbs 28:13, we find these words: he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. If you want the Lord to have mercy on you, confess and uncover your sins before him. You see, Christ came into the world to save sinners, and he can only save them when they repent of their sins and forsake them. Many folks hold on to their transgressions and their sins to their own sorrow. Listen to this verse from 1 Timothy 5:24. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. Now, it is not a question whether or not you have ever committed sin, because the scriptures tell us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But let me tell you another thing. God doesn't want you to stay in your sins. He wants to save you right out of them. And he will have mercy on you if you will confess and forsake them. Matthew 5:7 says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." You see, most folks want the Lord to have mercy on them, but sometimes they don't have much patience or mercy on their brethren. Jesus spoke about a certain king who would take account of his servants, and there was one of them which owed him 10,000 talents. Well, the king was merciful to him, and when this fellow pleaded for patience and mercy, the king forgave him of the debt. But that same man went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him a very small sum, 100 pence. He took him by the throat, and even though the servant pleaded for mercy, he would not have mercy upon him. But he had him cast into prison until he should pay the debt. Now, what do you suppose the king thought of that? I'm sure he thought it was a poor example of the mercy which he had shown to that servant, so he even reversed his own decision and brought judgment on this hard-hearted servant who would have no mercy on his fellow servant. Listen to the words of the prophet Daniel when he stood before Nebuchadnezzar and warned him of the pending judgments of God against his kingdom and his throne and so forth. "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility." I say, if we want God to have mercy upon us, we'd better show some of it ourselves toward our fellow men. The Apostle Paul points out in the first chapter of 1 Timothy that even though he was a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, yet he obtained mercy because he did it ignorantly in unbelief. Now, there might have been a difference had it not been the fact that he was doing it ignorantly. There are some folks who cannot justly plead ignorance as an excuse for their wicked actions. They do it openly, knowingly, and unashamed. Now, don't look for too much mercy to be extended to these folks. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now, there was another example of mercy extended to the man who had the two sons. And he came to one and asked him to go work in his vineyard. And this son, in no uncertain terms, said, "I will not." But afterwards he repented and went. Then, when the father came to the second son, this fellow said, "I go," and went not. Now, for which one of these sons did the father have the greatest respect? I would say it was for the one who had first refused to go, but later repented and did his father's will. The second son couldn't say, "I didn't know what you wanted me to do," because his father had come to him and personally requested his services. Jesus had mercy for the thief on the cross, even though the thief was justly condemned for his own sins. Christ forgave those sins. But what about the man who was hanging on the other side of the cross? Was he saved? I doubt it. He didn't come with the right attitude, seeking forgiveness with a repenting heart. Let us pray. Our Father, we acknowledge our need of Thee. We need Thy sustaining grace and mercy every day of our lives. Help us to reflect the image of God and save every honest heart. We especially ask for the blessings of God to be upon each listener of the broadcast and those who cooperate to make it possible. Cause Thy word to fall into good and honest hearts, and to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, remember the text, "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God." Much has been said about the goodness and mercy of God, but let us not forget the severity of God. On the next broadcast, I want to discuss this with you. Be sure to tune in again next Sunday at this same time for another broadcast of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you're not already on our mailing list, send for the weekly printed copies of the Mission Trail. There's no cost or obligation on your part, other than what God may lay on your heart to do. We appreciate the prayers and the cooperation of those who help us keep the message going forth from week to week. Here's our song, The Music of Thy Name. The singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
Who can sing the wondrous love of the Son divine? Oh, my Lord, there's none so dear to me as the one who bore the burdens of all my sin and so freely died to set me free. Oh, the precious, precious music of Jesus' holy name. Glory, glory to the precious Lamb. Oh, sweetest name in song the heaven shall prolong. The music of thy name, of thy name. Tune your hearts, ye ransomed throng, and extol the Christ. Sing the name that opened mercy's door. Oh, 'tis music, sweetest music to sinners lost, sweetest to the saints forevermore. Oh, the precious, precious music of Jesus' holy name. Glory, glory to the precious Lamb, oh, sweetest name and song the heaven shall prolong, the music of thy name, of thy name. Oh, let saints and angels join in triumphant song, let the music of all worlds accord. And in holy anthems high over all proclaim, glory be to Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, the precious, precious music of Jesus' holy name. Glory, glory to the precious Lamb, oh, sweetest name in song the heaven shall prolong, the music of thy name, of thy name.
Dear ones, we hope this short gospel message has been a blessing to you, and if so, you know, I'd be glad to hear from you. Would you take the time to sit down and write to me? There may be some who've heard this message from week to week and from time to time and have never taken the opportunity and taken advantage of the privilege of writing. Would you do that? Let me tell you how to send it. Just send it to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Of course, your speaker is Willie Murphy. Now, may the Lord keep watch between you and me while we're absent one from another. And until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each and every one of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.